rest of the story. George Cooper. Look him up. You'll find him under poetry or songwriting. Either heading, his poetry provided the lyrics for dozens of songs. But read on. There's a story about George Cooper in which you'll be interested. Story appears in a number of reference sources. A story about George's one and only love. I'll paraphrase. It says that George had been married less than a year when his lovely young bride died. George, deeply grieved, bravely continued with his profession as a poet. Years passed, still he was haunted by the memory of his dearly departed wife. 15 years after her death, George was compelled to interpret that memory in verse. The verse was sold to composer Henry Tucker for $5, and the song that resulted became an everlasting monument to the woman whom fate had so cruelly taken from poet George Cooper. Now, that's the story as the history books tell it and retell it. But in a minute, you're going to hear the rest of the story. Now, according to a number of historical references, George Cooper's young bride died, and 15 years later, he immortalized her in the lyrics of a song. But I'll tell you what's fishy about that story. The contention that this young lady was the only woman in Cooper's life, his only love, he never loved again. Now, we're not saying that's impossible. Merely a sweeping statement, which incidentally has proved entirely false. You see, George was married at the age of 37 to a woman who bore him 2 sons and a daughter, a woman whose name is not the same as the lady he mentions in the song. And let's look a little further here. The oft-repeated story claims that Cooper wrote the lyrics to that song 15 years after his bride had passed away. Well, George wrote the lyrics in 1869 at the age of 29. That would make George a widower at the age of 14. Now, again, that's not impossible. It is very unlikely. So the bottom line is this. The Rest of the Story program has consulted with 2 highly respected popular music historians, Russ Sanjak and Fletcher Hodges, and these authorities agree that the heartstring-strumming story of George Cooper and his dearly departed bride is almost certainly false, was almost certainly contrived by Cooper himself for the purpose of generating interest in his poetry. And that is not all. Mr. Hodges says there is evidence that poet George Cooper, in his old age, actually began to believe the fiction as fact. He began to believe his own story. And he began to fall in love with the fictitious mystery lady he had made famous when he wrote these words. Oh, Genevieve, sweet Genevieve, the days may come, the days may go, but still the hands of memory weave the blissful dreams of long ago. Now you know the rest of the story.